Yesterday morning at about this time, we spoke to the Mayor of Cowra, Bill West, about the Shire's draft local environment plan and in particular the issue of minimum lot sizes. After considerable community consultation, the Council wants a minimum lot size of 100 hectares for residential developments on agricultural land. However, the State Government is insisting on a minimum of 400 hectares. Now, the two parties are at loggerheads, with the Council refusing to put the draft on public exhibition until the issue has been resolved, arguing that it's been steamrolled by the state government. Here's a little of what Mayor Bill West had to say yesterday.
There is only probably about 30 holdings in the Cowra Shire, about 400 hectares. So we believe it should be something that reflects what is existing on the ground in the Cowra Shire. Certainly this will prevent land build up within farms, designed to protect farming land, but it won't lock it up, and it will create a great deal difficulty in terms of farmers doing business and land being sold reasonably and for agricultural purposes.
That's our Mayor of Cowra, Bill West. Now, the Minister for Planning and Infrastructure, Brad Hazzard, is with us to respond to these claims. Thanks for your time this morning, Minister.
Thanks very much, Angela.
Now, the Mayor is arguing that the government's guidelines are excessive and unrealistic. How does your department determine minimum lot sizes in regional areas like Cowra?
Look, can I start off by saying, Angela, that whilst it's said that there's a dispute between the government and Cowra, can I make it very clear that as to the elected government, there is no dispute. As the Minister for Planning, and of course I've only been in the job just over 100-odd days, I am progressively working my way through the 152 councils across the state and trying to come to grips with what the former government had put into play in terms of their particular policy. And I think what we're seeing here in Cowra is, if you like, the tail end of a process that wasn't perhaps as flexible as the new government would like it to be. So I certainly would like to see some more flexibility and a lot more sensitivity to local councils, including Cowra, in terms of their concerns, and I'm embarking on that at the moment.
So it was the former government that established that minimum 400 hectare lot size?
Absolutely. Look, nothing changes that quickly in government. I'm sure most of your listeners would know that, but we were elected on the 26th of March, and in the 100-odd days that we've been there, we've made a lot of changes in the planning space. And a lot of that, most of that, I've got to say, as the planning minister, with the direct endorsement of the new Premier Barry O'Farrell, is to try and ensure that the government departments involved in managing the state's resources and the planning aspects do it in a more sensitive way to local communities. And of course, one of the issues that has been going on now for the last few years under the former Labor government, which wasn't without some merit, was that they were trying to get greater uniformity in the local environmental plans. These are the planning documents that set out the planning regimes across all council areas across the state. They're trying to get more consistency from one area to the other, at least in terms of definitions. And whilst we support that as the new government, I have actually personally signed off letters to all mayors right across the state. I'd hope Bill's got his. If not, he should have it any old tick of the clock, indicating that we want more flexibility, we want to hear from councils on what's bothering them under the past process. And these lot size issues are obviously part of it. The translation of old zonings to new zonings, because there's far less availability of zonings under these new templates, has also been a big issue. So we're actually just looking at the moment to try and work through the flexibility. So I think what Cowra is experiencing at the moment may come off the back of perhaps a former government's lack of preparedness to be a little more flexible. I'm not saying that will definitely come out as a positive, but those are the issues we're working on at the moment.
So there is room for negotiation when the council sends a delegation to meet with government representatives in Sydney?
Look, absolutely. And can I say to you that part of the issue is there's a force that operates that I think any of the new ministers have discovered. There's a force that operates, in a sense, a momentum of its own in the public service that comes off the back and sometimes takes a while to be diverted from the broader policies that were set under a prior regime. And we are certainly seeking to do that. But on the Cowra issue specifically, look, there is a constant tension as we try and preserve our agricultural lands. There is a constant tension between the growth of our cities and towns and the need for in some cases, smaller lot sizes, which is effectively an argument about ensuring that there's adequate provision for housing on those smaller lot sizes, and trying to balance that against getting the agricultural needs, the food basin needs of our state right. But those are issues which really state government and councils should resolve in partnership, not at loggerheads with each other.
So, Minister, why was it that the plan was from the department said that, right, no, this is, it's 400 hectares. Why wasn't there the consultation and the discussion first? Because council is saying that it was with the department for 6 months, they didn't hear anything, and then suddenly it comes back saying 400.
Angela, that's not that tale is not an unusual tale. Your council, Cowra Council, have certainly just telling me what, as a new minister, I've been hearing from a number of different councils across the state. And it's one of the reasons, I think, why we now have a new government, because there were those sorts of frustrations where the previous government... Look, this is not really a... I don't think it's really a policy issue. I think it's just a matter of the ministers under the previous government seemed to lose the in-touch aspect. They just weren't on the ground and hearing those issues, and they were, therefore the departments were running their own agenda based on what they reflected as being government policy. Our policy is to make sure, the new Liberal and Nationals government's policy is to make sure there's a fair income partnership between councils and state government. I'm doing what I can. As I said, I've only been there just over 100-odd days, and we've made a lot of changes already, and we're getting lots of good reports back from councils all over the state. But this issue of the Cowra 400 versus 100 and other basically lot size issues just has to be sorted through. I think the problem at the moment is the department has now issued what's called a Section 65 certificate. And in that sense, it's already moved to a certain point and it's now on public exhibition. But I can indicate to you, Angela, and to your listeners and to the council that as the minister, I'm more than happy to make sure the department has full consultation even after the event. So what the council should do, what local residents should do, is make sure that they're getting their submissions in to the process, and I'll make sure that the state agency that I now am the minister for, the elected official for, will listen to those concerns.
Well, that will be pleasing news for the Cowra Council, and also we heard from a Lithgow councillor yesterday who called in for talkback, who had similar concerns there. So that's the sort of news that we're hearing that our local councils want.
Can I say to you, look, it's interesting that this discussion goes on amongst our colleagues to the new elected officials. I mean, Katrina Hodgkinson is the local MP down there, because she was talking to me about this issue only last week and saying she was concerned that the council's concerns weren't being sort of heard. I'm very aware of that as the minister, but as I said, there's a life force that operates within these government departments, and we need to gently massage those into the realities of what's on the ground.
We will see how that massaging process goes. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Pleasure, Angela.
Minister for Planning and Infrastructure, Brad Hazzard.